Book 3, Tape 2A, Asking People to Do Things. Listen. Would you please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here? Take these books home with you tonight. Please bring me those magazines. Would you help me lift this heavy box? Please ask John to turn on the lights. Put your books down on the table. Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you? Hang up my coat in the closet, will you, please? Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy. Would you mind mailing this letter for me? If you have time, will you call me tomorrow? Please pick up those cups and saucers. Will you do me a favor? Please count the chairs in that room. Please pour this milk into that glass. Now, repeat. Would you please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here? Take these books home with you tonight. Please bring me those magazines. Would you help me lift this heavy box? Please ask John to turn on the lights. Put your books down on the table. Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you? Hang up my coat in the closet, will you, please? Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy. Would you mind mailing this letter for me? If you have time, will you call me tomorrow? Please pick up those cups and saucers. Will you do me a favor? Please count the chairs in that room. Please pour this milk into that glass. Intonation. Listen and repeat. Would you please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here? Take these books home with you tonight. Please bring me those magazines. Would you help me lift this heavy box? Please ask John to turn on the lights. Put your books down on the table. Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you? Hang up my coat in the closet, will you, please? Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy. Would you mind mailing this letter for me? If you have time, will you call me tomorrow? Please pick up those cups and saucers. Will you do me a favor? Please count the chairs in that room. Please pour this milk into that glass. Verb study. Listen.
1. Tell. Ask.
Please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here.
I've already told him.
Please ask John to help me.
I've already asked John to help you. 2. Take. Bring. Get.
Take these books home with you tonight.
I took those books home with me last night.
Please bring me those magazines.
He brought me 2 magazines.
Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you?
He got me a hammer from the kitchen. 3. Turn on, turn off.
Please ask John to turn on the lights.
John already turned on the lights.
Please ask John to turn off the lights.
John already turned off the lights. 4. Pick up, put down, hang up.
Please pick up those cups and saucers.
He already picked up those cups and saucers.
Please put your books down.
I've already put my books down.
Hang up my coat, will you, please?
He hung up my coat in the closet. 5. Bother. Help.
Please don't bother me now.
Is he bothering you?
Would you help me?
He helped me lift the heavy box. 6. Count.
Please count the chairs in that room.
I've already counted the chairs in that room. 7. Pour.
Please pour this milk into that glass.
I've already poured the milk into the glass. 8. Call.
If you have time, will you call me tomorrow?
He called me last night.
This is the end of Tape 2A, Book 3, English 900. English 900, Book 3, Tape 2B, Substitution Drills. 1. Listen. Would you please tell him that I'm here?
Would you please advise him that I'm here?
Would you please let him know that I'm here?
Would you please remind him that I'm here?
Now, repeat. Would you please tell him that I'm here?
Would you please advise him that I'm here?
Would you please let him know that I'm here?
Would you please remind him that I'm here?
2. Listen. Take these books home with you tonight.
Take these books to the meeting with you tonight.
Take these books to the library with you tonight. Now, repeat. Take these books home with you tonight.
Take these books to the meeting with you tonight.
Take these books to the library with you tonight. 3. Listen. Please bring me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
Please give me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
Please hand me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
Please throw me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
Now, repeat. Please bring me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
Please give me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
Please hand me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
Please throw me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
4. Listen. Would you help me lift this heavy box?
Would you help me carry this heavy box?
Would you help me move this heavy box?
Would you help me wrap this heavy box?
Would you help me weigh this heavy box?
Would you help me measure this heavy box?
Now, repeat. Would you help me lift this heavy box?
Would you help me carry this heavy box?
Would you help me move this heavy box?
Would you help me wrap this heavy box?
Would you help me weigh this heavy box?
Would you help me measure this heavy box?
5. Listen. Please ask John to turn on the lights.
Please ask John to turn off the lights.
Please ask John to turn the lights on.
Please ask John to turn the lights off.
Now, repeat. Please ask John to turn on the lights.
Please ask John to turn off the lights.
Please ask John to turn the lights on.
Please ask John to turn the lights off.
6. Listen. Put your books down on the table, will you please?
Put down your books on the table, will you please?
Put your books on the table, will you please?
Leave your books on the table, will you please?
Place your books on the table, will you please? Now, repeat. Put your books down on the table, will you please?
Put down your books on the table, will you please?
Put your books on the table, will you please?
Leave your books on the table, will you please?
Place your books on the table, will you please? 7. Listen. Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you?
Get me a nail from the kitchen, will you?
Get me a ruler from the kitchen, will you?
Get me a yardstick from the kitchen, will you?
Now, repeat. Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you?
Get me a nail from the kitchen, will you?
Get me a ruler from the kitchen, will you?
Get me a yardstick from the kitchen, will you?
8. Listen. Hang up my coat in the closet, will you?
Hang my coat up in the closet, will you?
Put my coat in the closet, will you?
Leave my coat in the closet, will you?
Put my coat back in the closet, will you? Now, repeat. Hang up my coat in the closet, will you?
Hang my coat up in the closet, will you?
Put my coat in the closet, will you?
Leave my coat in the closet, will you?
Put my coat back in the closet, will you? 9. Listen. Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy.
Please don't interrupt me now. I'm very busy.
Please don't talk to me now. I'm very busy.
Please don't argue with me now. I'm very busy.
Now, repeat. Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy.
Please don't interrupt me now. I'm very busy.
Please don't talk to me now. I'm very busy.
Please don't argue with me now. I'm very busy.
10. Listen. Would you mind mailing this letter for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
Would you mind mailing this package for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
Would you mind wrapping this package for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
Would you mind calling Mr. Cooper for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
Now, repeat. Would you mind mailing this letter for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
Would you mind mailing this package for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
Would you mind wrapping this package for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
Would you mind calling Mr. Cooper for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
11. Listen. If you have time, will you call me tomorrow?
If you have time, will you visit me tomorrow?
If you have time, will you come to see me tomorrow?
If you have time, will you do a favor for me tomorrow?
If you have time, will you mail a letter for me tomorrow? Now, repeat. If you have time, will you call me tomorrow?
If you have time, will you visit me tomorrow?
If you have time, will you come to see me tomorrow?
If you have time, will you do a favor for me tomorrow?
If you have time, will you mail a letter for me tomorrow? 12. Listen. Please pick up those cups and saucers, will you?
Please pick up those plates and glasses, will you?
Please pick up those knives and forks, will you?
Please pick up those spoons, will you?
Now, repeat. Please pick up those cups and saucers, will you?
Please pick up those plates and glasses, will you?
Please pick up those knives and forks, will you?
Please pick up those spoons, will you?
13. Listen, will you do me a favor? I'm very busy this afternoon.
Will he do me a favor? I'm very busy this afternoon.
Will she do me a favor? I'm very busy this afternoon.
Will they do me a favor? I'm very busy this afternoon.
Now, repeat. Will you do me a favor? I'm very busy this afternoon.
Will he do me a favor? I'm very busy this afternoon.
Will she do me a favor? I'm very busy this afternoon.
Will they do me a favor? I'm very busy this afternoon.
14. Listen. Please count the chairs in that room. How many are there?
Please count the desks in that room. How many are there?
Please count the pictures in that room. How many are there?
Please count the rugs in that room. How many are there?
Now, repeat. Please count the chairs in that room. How many are there?
Please count the desks in that room. How many are there?
Please count the pictures in that room.
How many are there?
Please count the rugs in that room. How many are there?
15. Listen. Would you please pour this milk into that glass?
Will you please pour this milk into that glass?
Could you please pour this milk into that glass?
Would you mind pouring this milk into that glass?
Now, repeat. Would you please pour this milk into that glass?
Will you please pour this milk into that glass?
Could you please pour this milk into that glass?
Would you mind pouring this milk into that glass?
16.
Listen. Would you please ask John to hang my coat up?
Would you please ask John to get me a hammer?
Would you please ask John to take back these books?
Could you please ask John to bring me those magazines?
Now,
repeat.
Would you please ask John
to hang my coat up?
Would you please ask John to get me a hammer?
Would you please ask John to take back these books?
Would you please ask John to bring me those magazines?
17.
Listen.
If you have time, will you call me tomorrow?
If you are able to, will you call me tomorrow?
If you think of it, will you call me tomorrow?
Now,
repeat.
If you have time,
will you call me tomorrow?
If you are able to, will you call me tomorrow?
If you think of it, will you call me tomorrow? This is the end
of Take 2B,
Book 3,
English 900. English 900, Book 3, Take 2C. Conversation. 1. Frank asks Tom to help him. Listen. Would you mind helping me for a minute, Tom?
I'd be glad to, Frank.
What do you want me to do? Help me hang up a picture. Hold it straight while I put in the nail. I'd be glad to.
Hand me the hammer.
Give me one of those nails, too, please. Here you are.
There.
How does that look? Tell me if I have it
straight.
Yes, it's straight, but it's
upside down.
Now,
repeat. Would you mind helping me
for a minute, Tom?
I'd be glad to, Frank. What do you want me to do?
Help me hang up this picture.
Hold it straight while I put in the nail. I'd be glad to. Hand me the hammer. Give me one of those nails, too, please.
Here you are.
There. How does that look?
Tell me if I have it straight.
Yes, it's straight, but it's upside down. Now, you say Tom's part.
Would you mind helping me for a minute,
Tom? Help me hang up this picture.
Hold it straight
while I put in the nail.
Hand me the hammer. Give me one of those nails,
too, please. There.
How does that look?
Tell me if I have it straight.
Two. Ella prepares a birthday cake. Listen. Will you bring me 2 eggs from the refrigerator, Barbara?
Here are the eggs.
Anything else I can do for you?
Yes. Put the egg whites in one bowl and the yolks in another.
What are you making? A cake?
That's right. Don't tell Harry.
It's for his birthday.
Keep it a secret.
I won't tell anyone.
Now, repeat.
Will you bring me 2 eggs from the refrigerator, Barbara?
Here are the eggs. Anything else I can do for you?
Yes, put the egg whites in one bowl and the yolks in another. What are you making?
A cake.
That's right. Don't tell Harry. It's for his birthday. Keep it a secret.
I won't tell anyone.
Now, you say Barbara's part.
Will you bring me 2 eggs from the refrigerator, Barbara? Yes, put the egg whites in one bowl and the yolks in another.
That's right.
Don't tell Hank. It's his birthday.
Keep it a secret.
Now, you say Ella's part. You are the ad. Anything else I can do for you? What are you making? A cake? I will tell anyone.
Exercises. Exercise one.
Listen
and repeat. Please ask John to turn the lights on.
It's dark in here.
Could you look down the table, please?
Hang my coat up in the closet, will you?
Please don't wait for me. I'll be busy out here.
Would you mind doing a favor?
Fine. Would you please pick up those kitchen saucers from the table?
Would you mind taking these books back to the library?
Time to turn the lights off when he goes to bed.
Exercise
two.
Listen and repeat. Would you please get me a hammer?
Would you please count the chairs in this room?
Would you please
pour this milk into that glass?
Would you please help me lift this heavy box?
Would you please take this look home?
Would you please turn the lights off?
Would you please bring me that
magazine?
Exercise
three. Listen and repeat.
Would you please help me wrap this box?
Would you mind helping me wrap this box?
Please don't help me wrap this box.
Would you ask help me wrap this box?
Would you please mail a letter
for me?
Would you mail a letter for me?
Please don't mail this letter for me.
Ask John to write a letter for me.
Would you please hang your coat up?
Would you mind hanging your coat up?
Please don't hang up your coat.
Would you ask John to hang his coat up?
Exercise four.
Listen
and repeat.
Don't wait for me
at 5 o'clock.
So what am I going to do with either?
Don't get me a glass of milk yesterday.
Are you going to help me wrap this out?
Don't bring me a yardstick.
These aren't that ultimate.
I didn't turn off the radio.
I'm not sure, did it?
Don't turn off the coffee.
You didn't help me wrap the box.
Don't count all the chatter.
He wasn't bothering me.
Isn't he talking to you?
Don't take anything from talking all day.
What are the
books on the table?
Dictation, the table is dictation.
Would you please tell Mr. Cooper that I was? Would you please tell Mr. Cooper that I was?
Would you please tell Mr. Cooper that
I'm here?
Puppy, what time are you tonight? Puppy, what time are you
tonight?
Puppy, what
time are you tonight? Please bring me those
magazines. Bring me those magazines. Would you help me lift
this heavy box? Would you help
me lift the heavy box? Would you help me lift
the heavy box? Turn on the
light.
Put the books down on the table.
Put the table.
Get a hammer from the kitchen, will you?
Get a hammer from the kitchen, will you?
Get a hammer from the kitchen, will you?
I got my coat in the closet, will you please?
I got my coat in the closet, will you please?
I have my coat in the
closet, will you please?
Please don't bother me.
No, I'm very
busy. Please don't bother me.
No, I'm very busy.
Could you
mailing this letter for me?
Mailing the
letter for me?
Would you mind
writing this letter for me?
This is the end.
C. Book 3. English 900.
Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you? Hang up my coat in the closet, will you, please? Hang up my coat in the closet, will you, please? Hang up my coat in the closet, will you, please? Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy. Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy.
Book 3.
English 900.
Book 3.
Tape 1A. Describing objects. Listen. What color is your book? My book has a dark blue cover. How much does that typewriter weigh? It's not too heavy, but I don't know the exact weight. This round table weighs about 45 pounds. What size suitcase do you own? One of my suitcases is small, and the other one is medium size. I like the shape of that table. How long is Jones Boulevard? That street is only 2 miles long. Will you please measure this window to see how wide it is? This window is just as wide as that one. The walls are 3 inches thick. This material feels soft. This
is longer than that one. Now, repeat. What color is your book?
My book
has a dark blue cover.
How much does that
typewriter weigh?
It's not too heavy.
I don't know the exact weight.
This round table
weighs about 35 pounds.
What size suitcase do you own? One of my suitcases
is small, and the other one is medium size.
I like the shape of that table.
How long is that table?
It's only 2 miles long.
Will you
this window to see how
wide it is?
This window is
just as wide as that one.
The wall
is 3 inches. This material feels
soft. This
material is longer than that one.
Intonation.
Listen, will
you? What color is your book?
My book has a dark
blue.
How much does it pack?
It's not too heavy,
but I don't know the exact weight.
This round
table weighs about 35 pounds. What size suitcase do you have?
One of my suitcases is small,
and the other one is medium size. I like the shape of that table.
How long
is Jones Boulevard?
That street is only 2 miles
long.
Please measure this window
to see how wide it is. This window is not as wide as
that one.
It's
only 3 inches thick.
This material feels soft.
This pencil is
longer than that one.
Bird
study.
Listen.
When? Way.
How much does
it weigh?
This one weighs about 25 pounds.
Did you have a suitcase?
Yes, I did. Did you get this morning? Two.
Like.
I like the
top
of that table.
Do you like the top of that window?
I like the movie very much.
He likes the movie, he says he's not.
Two, measure. He would say he's measuring the window. I'm going to let him know what that one was. I'm measuring the window,
right? No.
Did he measure the covering from the hangers? Four, steel.
This material is soft.
I feel fine today.
I didn't feel
well yesterday.
You felt the material. Did you feel how soft it was?
Five.
And?
What size suitcase do you own?
I own a small suitcase.
No, you don't size, right?
He owns
that automobile.
After you're hearing a good automobile.
Six. Five.
My book has a dark blue cover.
I have two suitcases.
That's why I have a good typewriter.
Does he have a dark blue book? Seven.
B.
What color is your book?
The walls are changing.
I'm a doctor.
He was in New York yesterday.
Isn't John your
brother? This is the end
of tape
1A, book 7.
English
900.
English 900.
Book 3. Tape 1B.
Substitution drill.
1.
Listen. What color is your book?
Do you remember?
What color is your pencil? Do you remember?
What color is your typewriter?
Do you remember?
What color is your color?
Do you remember?
Now.
Repeat.
What color is your book?
Do you remember?
What color is your pencil?
Do you remember?
What color is your typewriter?
Do you remember?
What color is your camera?
Do you remember?
Two. Listen.
My book has a dark blue
cover. Have you seen it?
My book has a dark blue cover. Have you seen it?
My book has a bright red cover. Have you seen it?
My book has a red and blue cover. Have you seen it?
Now.
Repeat.
My book has a dark blue
cover.
Have you seen it?
My book has a light blue cover. Have you seen it?
My book has a bright red
cover. Have you seen it?
My book has a red and blue cover. Have you seen it?
Three.
Listen.
How much does that
typewriter weigh? Can you tell me?
How much does that table weigh?
Can you tell me?
How much does that dog weigh?
Can you tell me?
How much does that elephant weigh?
Can you tell me?
Now,
repeat.
How much does that
typewriter weigh?
Can you tell me?
How much does that table weigh? Can you tell me?
How much
does that dog weigh?
Can you tell me?
How much does that elephant weigh? Can you tell me?
Four.
Listen.
It's not too heavy, but I don't
know the exact weight.
It's not awfully heavy, but I don't know the exact weight.
It's very light, but I don't
know the exact weight.
It's pretty light, but I don't know the exact weight.
It's very heavy, but I don't know the exact weight.
Now,
repeat.
It's
not too heavy, but I don't know the exact
weight.
It's not awfully heavy, but I don't know the exact weight.
It's very light, but I don't know
the exact weight.
It's pretty light, but I don't know the exact weight.
It's fairly heavy, but I don't
know the exact weight.
Five.
Listen.
This round table weighs about 45 pounds.
This square table weighs about 45 pounds.
This long table weighs about
45 pounds.
This narrow table weighs about 45 pounds.
This small table
weighs about 45 pounds. Now.
Repeat.
This round table
weighs about 45
pounds.
This square table weighs about 45 pounds.
This long table
weighs about 45 pounds.
This narrow table weighs about 45 pounds.
This small table weighs about
45 pounds.
Six. Listen. What size suitcase do you own?
What size notebook do you own?
What size house do you own?
What size apartment do you own?
What size diamond do you own?
Now, repeat. What size suitcase do you own?
What size notebook do you own?
What size house do you own?
What size apartment do you own?
What size diamond do you own? Seven. Listen. One of my suitcases is small and the other one is medium.
One of my suitcases is large and the other one is little.
One of my suitcases is little and the other one is medium.
One of my suitcases is big and the other one is medium.
Now,
repeat.
One of my suitcases is small and the other one is medium.
One of my suitcases is large and the other one is medium.
One of my suitcases is little and the other one is medium.
One of my suitcases is big and the other one is medium.
Eight.
Listen.
I like the shape of that table. Do you like it?
I like the size of that table. Do you like it?
I like the color of that table.
Do you like it?
I like the weight of that table. Do you like it?
Now, repeat. I like the shape of that table.
Do you like it?
I like the size of that table. Do you like it?
I like the color of that table.
Do you like it?
I like the weight of that table. Do you like it?
Nine.
Listen. How long is Jones Boulevard? Do you know?
How wide is Jones Boulevard? Do you know?
How narrow is Jones Boulevard? Do you know?
How big is Jones Boulevard? Do you know?
Now,
repeat.
How long is Jones Boulevard? Do you know?
How wide is Jones Boulevard? Do you know?
How narrow is Jones Boulevard? Do you know?
How big is Jones Boulevard? Do you know?
Now,
repeat
these sentences. 10. That street is only 2 miles long. What's the name of the street?
That street is only 2 blocks long. What's the name of the street?
That street is only 300 yards long. What's the name of the street?
That street is only 2 miles in length. What's the name of the street?
That street is only 900 feet long. What's the name of the street? Eleven.
Will you please measure this window to see how wide it is?
Will you please measure this window to see how narrow it is?
Will you please measure this window to see how high it is?
Will you please measure this window to see how big it is?
Will you please measure this window to see how small it is?
12.
This window is just as wide as that one.
This window is just as narrow as that one.
This window is just as high as that one.
This window is just as big as that one.
This window is just as small as that one.
This window is just as high and wide as that one.
Thirteen. The walls are 3 inches thick. How high are the walls?
The walls are 2 feet thick. How high are the walls?
The walls are 1 yard thick. How high are the walls?
The walls are 3 inches thick. How high are the walls?
The walls are 2 feet thick.
How high are the walls?
The walls are 1 yard thick. How high are the walls?
14. This material feels soft. How does that material feel?
This material feels hard. How does that material feel?
This material feels wet. How does that material feel?
This material feels dry. How does that material feel?
This material feels hard and dry. How does that material feel?
This material feels soft and wet. How does that material feel?
15. This pencil is longer than that one.
This pencil is shorter than that one.
This pencil is bigger than that one.
This pencil is smaller than that one.
This pencil is heavier than that one.
This pencil is lighter than that one.
16. This book weighs 2 pounds. What's the weight of that book?
This book weighs 20 ounces. What's the weight of that book?
This book weighs 2 pounds. What's the weight of that book?
This book weighs 25 ounces. What's the weight of that book?
17. This window is 2 feet wide. What's the width of that window?
This window is 26 inches wide. What's the width of that window?
This window is 2 feet wide. What's the width of that window?
This window is 26 inches wide. What's the width of that window?
What size is your apartment?
How big is your apartment?
19. Do you have a large suitcase?
Do you own a large suitcase?
Do you want a large suitcase? 20. Your suitcase is very heavy.
Your suitcase looks very heavy.
Your suitcase feels very heavy. This is the end of Tape 1B, Book 3, English 900. English 900, Book 3. Tape 1C, Conversation. Judy comes home late with a surprise for her husband, Fred. Listen. Judy, where have you been? It's after 6 o'clock.
Wait until I tell you, Fred. I've been downtown and I saw just what I wanted.
I know. A green dress to match the green shoes you bought last week.
No, not a green dress or a red one or a yellow one. It isn't anything for me. It's for our house.
Our house? What is it?
You'll never guess. It's a new sofa. A yellow one.
We already have a sofa, Judy. A very good one.
I never liked it. It's brown and our other furniture is light blue. It doesn't match. The yellow one will look good with our other things.
Very well. Tell me about it.
First of all, it's exactly the right size for the wall near the window. The sofa we have now is too short.
Is it wide or narrow?
It's as wide as our old sofa, but it looks narrower because it's longer.
Fine. Then I'll have a very good place to sleep after dinner. Now, repeat each sentence. Judy, where have you been?
It's after 6 o'clock.
Wait until I tell you, Fred. I've been downtown and I saw just what I wanted.
I know. A green dress to match the green shoes you bought last week.
No. Not a green dress, or a red one, or a yellow one. It isn't anything for me. It's for our house.
Our house? What is it?
You'll never guess. It's a new sofa. A yellow one.
We already have a sofa, Judy. A very good one.
I never liked it. It's brown and our other furniture is light blue. It doesn't match. The yellow one will look good with our other things.
Very well. Tell me about it.
First of all, it's exactly the right size for the wall near the window. The sofa we have now is too short.
Is it wide or narrow?
It's as wide as our old sofa, but it looks narrower because it's longer.
Fine. Then I'll have a very good place to sleep after dinner. Exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. This typewriter weighs 25 pounds.
The typewriter is heavier than this pencil.
This pencil is lighter than the typewriter.
Jones Boulevard measures 36 feet in width.
It is wider than Lane Street.
I don't know the exact width of the window.
This window is narrower than that one.
This wall is just as thick as that one.
Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. The color of this book is blue.
The shape of this table is round.
The weight of this suitcase is 20 pounds.
The length of the street is 2 miles.
This suitcase is a small size.
This window is high. Its height is 3 feet.
This is a wide street. Its width is 36 feet.
This material feels soft.
Exercise 3. Listen and repeat. This suitcase is awfully heavy. It is not light.
This table is pretty small. It is not large.
This material feels fairly soft. It is not hard.
Jones Boulevard is very wide. It is not narrow.
window was wet. It was not dry.
These walls are 2 feet thick. They are not thin.
This street is very long. It is not short.
This is a thin book. It is not thick.
This is a narrow window. It is not wide.
This is a light briefcase. It is not heavy.
This is a hard bed. It is not soft.
This street is dry. It is not wet.
This table is short. It is not long. Exercise 4. Listen and repeat. What is the weight of that pencil?
It weighs 2 ounces.
How wide is that window?
It is 41 inches in width.
How long is that street?
It is 2 miles in length.
How thick is that wall?
It is 3 feet thick.
What is the width of that street?
It is 36 feet wide.
How much heavier is this book than that one?
They are the same weight.
What color is your book?
It is red and blue.
What sizes are your suitcases?
One is small and the other is medium.
What shape is that table?
It is round.
What is the length of that material?
It is 3 yards long.
How tall is John?